Interestingly, an Obama predecessor, President Bill Clinton himself, issued executive orders by the hundreds. Clinton said of those orders as follows, quote, "One of the things that I was frustrated about when I was president was that I'd issue all of these executive orders, and then you can never be 100% sure that they were implemented," end quote. Don't you love that? Well, I'll tell you, my friends, you can be certain that the Obama administration has learned from the Clinton experience, and our president and his minions will make absolutely certain that these executive orders as issued, whether legal or not, will in fact be fully implemented. Whatever happens to America, count on it. And yet another executive tactic. Wanton exercise of executive power is stonewalling requests for documents. Tom Fitton, president of the excellent organization Judicial Watch, indicates that Judicial Watch has instituted 51 outstanding lawsuits with requests for documents and information which may relate to illegal immigration, or Fast and Furious, or Benghazi, and so many other critical matters, all of which, all 51 requests for documents under the Freedom of Information Act have been stonewalled by the Obama administration. In other words, this transparent administration gave up nothing. If we, says the Obama administration, do not want you to have these facts, these documents and information, you will simply not get them, no matter the law. Sue us. Don't you love that? Sue us. Or as Fitton says, take us to the mat before you will get what we don't want you to have. So much for yet another promise to create the most transparent presidential administration in the history of the United States. Poppycock. President Obama and his minions have attempted time and again to recruit the former chief of staff of Bill Clinton, longtime Washington insider John Podesta. John Podesta. My fellow Americans, remember that name. Podesta is a radical activist, and he has agreed to serve as Obama's senior advisor, provided that he will have full authority to operate the Obama administration's campaign to impose sweeping new environmental regulations. Podesta is the founder of the left-leaning Center for American Progress think tank, which champions radical views on the environment, most of which are anti-business. And we can be certain that Podesta will do whatever he wishes with Obama's blessing and without any review, oversight, or authority from Congress. Not only executive orders, but orders from somebody who works for the executive. John Podesta is a passionate believer in the exercise of unilateral executive action, that is, executive orders. And when the Republicans gained control of the House of Representatives in 2012, Podesta co-authored an extensive document entitled The Power of the President, that is, Recommendations to Advance Progressive Change. Great title, isn't it? The proposals therein are radical, aggressive, and frightening. Podesta, combined with Obama, can well make for a radical duo, disastrous for our country. Mr. Podesta states as follows, quote, "Concentrating on executive powers presents a real opportunity for the Obama administration to turn its focus away from a divided Congress." And may I repeat that? To turn its focus away from a divided Congress and the unappetizing process of making legislative sausage. Legislative sausage, end quote. In short, the heck with Congress. Such a sardonic statement is clear evidence of Podesta's disdain and disrespect for Congress and its authority. Podesta has already recommended and itemized more than 100 potential actions the executive branch could take without congressional approval and without their authority. We, my fellow Americans, are no longer represented. We are ruled by men and women with radical visions, all which, if implemented, will radically change our great country now and forevermore. Again, I fear this president, and you should as well. Bradley A. Blakeman, a former Bush administration White House advisor and senior faculty member at Georgetown University, warned that the addition of an executive order specialist like Podesta to the Obama team, combined with an eagerly ideological D.C. Court of Appeals, will spell, quote, big trouble, end of quote, for constitutional governance in the months and years ahead. Professor Blakeman said the following, "The most dangerous president is the president who knows no limits to his authority. Doesn't that sound like somebody we know? This president has gone to the extreme in using his executive authority, in my opinion, in an extra-constitutional way. Professor Blakeman of Georgetown University goes on to state as follows. The president's modus operandi is, if you don't like what I'm doing, sue me. And Obama figures he's stacking the courts so that even if he overreaches, he'll tie them up in the courts, that is, his opponents, or the courts will rule in his favor. Isn't that something? And that is the Obama executive order strategy. I will do what I want, and if you don't like it, sue me. I will then win either way. That is, I will keep you in court for years, which will effectively and de facto allow my policies to continue, even if I eventually lose. Or the courts are run and controlled by those I have appointed and who share my ideological point of view, and they will rule in my favor. Win-win for the benign, despotic President Barack Hussein Obama. Say goodbye in so many ways, my fellow Americans, to the America we now know and love, going away. And even more from Professor Bradley A. Blakeman of Georgetown University. Quote, but what the president also realizes is he has 3 years in office. By the time a case is heard, he is long gone. Isn't that interesting? He, Obama, is long gone. So, if he can get enough of what he wants implemented, that's all he cares about. End quote. Professor Bradley Blakeman, Georgetown University. Scary, is it not? By the time anything this man does is declared unconstitutional or illegal, Obama will be long out of office, living happily in Hawaii. The policies will be rooted down, fully implemented, and even if ultimately removed years from now, the harm will be done. The precedent set, perhaps the two most important words that Americans should remember and watch as they are implemented in the next 3 years, are executive orders. Obama's executive orders. As important as executive orders are to this president, so is the power and ability to grant exemptions and exceptions. There come now to the White House entities of all sorts, profit and nonprofit, and individuals asking for exemptions and exceptions to various legislation from the benign dictator, including and especially exceptions and exemptions from Obamacare. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, another in lockstep with Obama, grants those exemptions in the form of continuing changes to Obamacare, so much so that attorneys general of 11 states, wrote a letter to Sebelius stating that the continuing changes to Obamacare are, quote, flatly illegal under federal constitutional and statutory law, end quote. 11 attorneys general. They went on to state that the only way to fix this problem-ridden law is to enact changes lawfully through constitutional action. Fat chance of that. That's all very well-meaning, but you can be certain that the letter and its contents will be totally ignored by Obama and Sebelius. Even some very liberal Democrats today are concerned about the power patterns emerging from the White House and the actions of this president. They may vote differently in the future. Progressives like what happens now. But when the time comes for Obama to leave office and perhaps a Republican or conservative president to follow, the precedent for the exercise of incredible executive power will have been set, and the political and philosophic bent of this country will be turned around and used against the radical progressives. No matter who is president, the power precedents will have been set, and the executive order will be perhaps the highest principle of authority in this land. Once again, say goodbye, my fellow Americans, to the democracy we now know and cherish. Recently, President Obama declared that the Senate was in recess, when in fact it was not, and without their consent or approval, appointed certain of his nominees to the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, which proceeded immediately to implement dozens of decisions in favor of unions and essentially against business interests. Lawsuits, of course, resulted. And the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case, which in essence was yet another unlawful exercise of power by Obama, in essence declaring the Senate to be in recess without advising and consulting with the Senate or even checking the record. If the Supreme Court rules the so-called recess appointments are unconstitutional and they lean that way, all of the decisions made by these unlawful appointees will themselves be nullified, and chaos will reign in the world of business and labor. It is just simply unbelievable what is happening to our country from Washington, D.C. Unbelievable. And my fellow Americans, if you cross Barack Obama or his administration, you can be certain they will come after you. Take the man Dinesh D'Souza, who recently produced the hit documentary 2016, Obama's America. The documentary fully exposed so much of what Obama is doing and the effect it will have on America. Enter, are you ready for this? The FBI. The FBI, mind you, for an investigation, a political witch hunt of Mr. D'Souza. Sounds like IRS tactics, does it not? Which accused him of making illegal campaign contributions to a U.S. Senate candidate in New York. Can you believe that? A simple offense of that sort, even if it's true. Unbelievable in the face of Benghazi, Fast and Furious, and IRS scandals. And not to be outdone by the FBI, it is reported that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, an administration of which D'Souza has been critical, has begun targeting the D'Souza Veritas Group and has issued subpoenas for information and records, whether warranted or not. The message is clear even at the state level. If you cross Obama or the radical progressives or any other radical progressive politician, you will pay. And it is old news how Fox News' James Rosen and reporters from the Associated Press have been targeted for investigation by the Justice Department. Read Eric Holder, for the crime of, as one writer states, quote, investigating the government, end quote. Wow. In short, stay out of our business, because if you come after us, you can be sure we will come after you. And of course you remember the IRS illegal investigation and tactics with respect to the Tea Party and conservative interests. President Obama promised that justice would be done, and in that vein, he appointed attorney Barbara K. Bosserman to head the investigation of the IRS. Attorney Bosserman is a trial lawyer. Are you ready? An avid Obama supporter who donated more than $6,000 to Obama's 2008 and 2012 campaigns. Incredible. And that led House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Daryl Issa, Republican from California, to state the following. Quote, the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, has created a startling conflict of interest. It is unbelievable that the department would choose such an individual to examine the federal government's systematic targeting and harassment of organizations opposed to the president's policies, the IRS. Way to go, Mr. Issa. Stand tall and get this stuff exposed. But to Obama and company, no matter. No shame, no accountability. We will do as we please. The rule of law and the American people be damned. Powers of the new normal president and the activism of the executive orders at work in America, scary stuff. And scarier times to come, my friends. I wonder how we will explain all of this to our children and our grandchildren when the inevitable time comes. But there is something we can do about all of this. There come now elections 2014. The Democrats and the party of Barack Hussein Obama must defend 20 of the 34 Senate seats up for election in November. If the Republicans can win any number of those open elections, and especially seats held by Democrats, the majority in the Senate can change, and change back to rational, democratic policies and procedures, which can restore the balance of power to the legislature and once again serve as a check and balance to the out-of-control federal government. If the Republicans can gain the majority, that would be the end of the radical Harry Reid as Senate Majority Leader. The Senate would then do its legislative business under a new leader and with new principles. Nothing, I think, would be better for America. Most political pundits have conceded that the House of Representatives will continue to be controlled by the Republicans. But I say that nothing but nothing should be taken for granted. But, assuming that in fact happens, and if the Republicans were to win the majority in the Senate, it will be fascinating to watch the political dynamics of the last and final 2 years of the rule of Barack Hussein Obama. You can be certain that there will be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of, you guessed it, executive orders. President Obama has 2 years and 11 months to accomplish and implement his radical, progressive agenda. You can be certain that, now no holds barred, he will do everything in his power to make that agenda happen, whether constitutional or not. And that extreme exercise of presidential authority will occur to the very last minute of his administration. Our president has no regard for Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, which requires him, the president, to carefully take care, it says, that the laws be faithfully executed. Take care, Mr. President, not as you wish, but as the Constitution requires. I believe there are now ever-growing numbers of Americans who begin to eagerly anticipate the noon hour, that is, 12:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, January 20, 2017. For at that very minute, there will be a different president, and with the hope for all Americans that things themselves will become different. Assuming that the American people will have had enough of change, Obama change, that time will mark the beginning of the period of change back, if in fact that's possible. And that may not be possible in so many ways, for America may have been fundamentally and structurally changed by the radical, progressive agenda now at work. Well, my fellow Americans, have a good explanation for your children and grandchildren. One thing seems certain, your children will never know and enjoy the America we have. Oh, what a tragedy. What a tragic legacy to leave to them and our fellow citizens and the world at large. God forgive us the sabotage we allow of this great republic. Remember the words of our great forefather, Ben Franklin, who advised us that our forefathers had given us a republic, quote, if you can keep it, end of quote. Well, my fellow Americans, it looks to me like we won't be able to keep it.